Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven cash jackpot is $5,500 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams winter sale and get 30% off paints and stains now through the 27th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Okay, we have Diane, Grant, and Caitlin. Are you ready to play?
We're ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
All right.
$5,500.
All right, team, Raven is walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. He gets the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready to play?
We're ready.
Number one, the lineup for the January 30th Fire Aid concert includes Billie Eilish, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, and more. What's the name of the longest-running benefit concert series that benefits agriculture?
Farm Aid.
Number two, Justin Baldoni is suing Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds for $400 million, claiming they orchestrated a smear campaign against him. Blake Lively starred in what teen drama that followed a group of students in Manhattan's Upper East Side?
Gossip Girls.
Number three, TikTok was down for about 14 hours yesterday before it was reinstated by President Trump. Before TikTok was known as TikTok in the U.S., it merged with another company that created short lip sync and comedy videos, and that was known by what name?
Musical.ly.
Number four, the Village People performed at President Trump's rally last night and are expected to perform again today. What originally did YMCA stand for?
Young Men's Culture
Association.
Number five, Conan O'Brien will receive the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on March 23rd. Which Mark Twain novel was the sequel to The Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
Huckleberry Finn?
No. Bring Raven back in.
Yo.
3 out of 5.
Not great, not terrible. $5,500. Here we go.
Number one, the lineup for the January 30th Fire Aid concert includes Billie Eilish, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, and just more keep getting added.
Yeah.
What's the name of the longest-running benefit concert series that benefits agriculture?
Farm Aid.
Farm Aid is correct. Number two, Justin Baldoni is suing Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds for $400 million, claiming they orchestrated a smear campaign against him. Blake Lively starred in what teen drama that follows a group of students in Manhattan's Upper East Side?
She was in Gossip Girl.
That's right. Number three, TikTok was down for about 14 hours yesterday before it was reinstated by President Trump. Before TikTok was known as TikTok in the U.S., it merged with another company that created short lip sync and comedy videos and was known by what name?
Is that Vine?
No, Musical.ly.
Okay.
Number four, okay. The Village People performed at President Trump's rally last night and are expected to perform again today. What originally did YMCA stand for?
Was it Young Men's Christian Association?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted that one. All right, you guys are tied at 3.
I'm number scared five. On that one. I'm not going to lie.
You're
I'm
not going to.
Scared on that one.
I doubt you'll know this one. Number 5, Conan O'Brien will receive the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on March 23rd.
Yeah.
Which Mark Twain novel was the sequel to The Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
Huck Finn.
You guys are both wrong. The name of the novel is Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. So neither
well,
of you
I'm
got
so
it
sad, right. English major, that I didn't know that.
Well, all right.
So sad.
Stop being so cocky. You're
Stephen
going
King
down
wrote
soon.
It.
You're going
and it
down
was great
soon.
When Stephen King wrote it. Mark Twain, take a lesson from that.
Look at him being all cocky, like he didn't just hold his breath.
All I can say is enjoy that shirt.
All right. Diane, Grant, and Caitlin, I'm sorry. You tied at 3.
This is Diane, Grant, and Caitlin. We can't beat your Raven.
Better luck next time. Great game, you guys. $5,600 tomorrow. It was tough.
All right, I want to thank Mike. He supplied one of the questions that I used today. And if you have an idea for a question, too, you can head to annonraven.com and submit it there.